This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Do we have time?
Yes. Trust me. With editing, it'll be fine.
Okay. All right. This is going to be funny because I don't like say cuss words on air. So interesting. All right. Oh, F word.
You can bleep them out. You can say fluffy or.
Okay. Oh, fluffy. Tam, you're so good.
There's no so.
Don't say fluffy. Say a different F word.
The year is 2015. The world is once again engulfed in darkness. It has been 100 years since the last appearance of the Castle of Fanfiction, and as the full moon rises over this accursed land, a vast silhouette of towers and spires materializes, its form spreading to the far horizon. Every harbinger of good begins to feel empty inside, while the forces of evil grow ever more in strength. The Castle of Fanfiction, a sprawling mass of stone housing the worst horrors mankind can imagine and beyond. For every time the castle has appeared, the Nighthorse clan has also come forward to send it back to the void. Within these walls, the powers of the light will challenge hell's greatest creations. Will our brave warriors, Valerie, Logan, David, and Steve-O, hold the candle of humanity aloft after the battle? Or will the flame be snuffed out by the terrors within? The only sure thing about this encounter is that it is a Friday. Friday night fan fiction.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Don't you dare be sorry, because we just got started. Sorry happens after the act.
Oh no.
Sorry, I'm just getting everybody ready.
I swear to God, that never happens, love.
Didn't you just say we expended 2 hours of funny in the 15 minutes leading up to starting the damn show?
It's like my love life.
How so?
You get set for 2 hours of pleasure, and then in the first 10 minutes, well, put your stamps away. There's nothing to write home about.
The 10 minutes before the 2 hours.
Close your Palm Pilot. You don't need to write a note about this.
Hey, man, when you're eating up.
Oh, God.
This is Friday Night fan fiction. We're with
just
people.
Polka us?
Anyways, joining us tonight are a couple members of the band known as Random Encounter. Welcome, lady and gentlemen.
Hello. Ooh.
Please,
it's a double couple.
Introduce yourself in alphabetical order. I'll leave you to figure out how to do that.
You idiots. You're morons.
Jackson first.
Oh, shit. It's me. Oh, damn. Hi.
You idiots. You morons.
Hi. You knuckleheads, including me. I'm Jackson. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Jackson.
I'm an alcoholic. Nice to meet you.
Hi. I've got the random encounter bump.
No,
yeah. It's terminal.
It's terminal.
It's terminal. You got a little bit of terminal. Random encounter in your bump.
It's terminal, lovey.
Who's next? I think it's K is after J.
Hi, I'm Kit. hi.
You sound like you're in an AA meeting, man.
And what's after
you should,
K?
You should see the room I'm in right now. It's just surrounded with beer.
Are you in heaven?
Oh no, Homer, not the beer.
I'm in my guest room.
I want to stay in your guest room. That sounds amazing.
It's a great guest room. I've masturbated in there many times.
Oh, that explains
true
that.
True story, I had an ex-roommate from college come up to me and confess 4 years after the fact to masturbating in my office chair in our room and breaking it.
That's how you put work in.
That's
how he seems being honest with you.
Yeah, honest 4 years after fucking breaking it.
That's about the time that needs to be needs to be in between doing it and then telling you. That sounds right to me.
Was it like a fleshlight attached to a jackhammer? Like, how does that happen?
Hold on, let me text him and ask. Anyways,
get him on the line. Get him on the Skype.
There's still two other people that need to introduce themselves.
There's a bingo card, apparently.
Is there anybody here named Bingo?
Oh,
I had a dog named that.
Oh,
it's okay.
Moose, you're next.
I am Moose. Hi, how are you guys?
I'm Moss.
Hello, and Mossy.
I'm Rook.
Hello. Anyways, joining me tonight, as usual, is David and Logan. I will be acting as the referee and the host, and oh, I hate my life. But
you're everything. You're the all-in-one package.
He's everything you want. He's
oh my god. Why did that happen?
We make a lot of obscure and old references, so get comfortable. On the roster tonight, for our fan fiction reading, we are finishing up Metroid High School and reading something else.
Uh-oh.
Not going to mention what it is until we're done, but also on the docket is my drink is a bottle of Black Velvet Toasted Caramel Whiskey. Do you all want to go into what you have at your disposable?
In
alphabetical order?
I don't care. Just somebody say something.
All right. Well, I just went through my quintet of liquids I have at my side. I'm very prepared for getting things wrong. I'm starting off with a bottle of a premium Sunchi brand Classic Premium Malta, which is a pasteurized cereal beverage.
Isn't Malta also some country, like an island country?
It is, but this drink is much more disgusting than that country, which is already very disgusting if you've ever been there. So that's good.
Okay, the entire country of Malta is offended. Off to a great start.
I don't care. We're never playing there anyway.
I gotta check my bingo card if Malta is on here. Hold on.
Offending an entire country.
It's an island of like island. 50 pissed off Italians. Who cares what they think? Screw them. Mamma mia, that's one spicy meatball. I don't care. It can sing into the fucking ocean.
What's that? What are you thinking?
It's a pimple of the Mediterranean. I'm sorry.
God. I have a, what is this? This is Coney Island hard root beer.
Ooh.
All right.
I might have to try that.
You would hate it. You hate everything that's beer.
David has recently been getting into Not Your Dad's Root Beer or whatever.
This is a little, I would say this is a little waterier than that. But I do prefer the Not Your
no, wait, it
Absent
tastes,
Father's Root Beer.
Does it taste more root beery or more beer beery?
Beer-beery?
It tastes beer-beery. It honestly tastes like a Barks that is flat.
Oh, I can do that. I love Barks.
The beer-beeries taste like beer-beeries.
I was going to make that joke. Get out of my head.
There you go.
And what's Moose drinking?
Moose doesn't drink. Like, I drink literally once a year, if that.
Okay.
But when I do drink, it's for special occasions like this.
Oh, boy.
And I'm drinking Everclear mixed with Country Time Lemonade.
Not even a legitimate, like, not from concentrate lemonade. Country Time friggin' cocaine powder lemonade.
No. They sell bottles of it, man.
So you get it in a syringe as opposed to in a line.
Moose went to a shopping mall food court with like an empty 2-liter and filled it up at like at the soda fountain.
Sir, we've asked you not to do this repeatedly.
They're not the boss of me.
And
they're not the boss of you now.
What's Rook drinking?
Well, I was gonna get like real beer, but I saw that Publix had like the Limerita brands for BOGO, I got a case of Strawberita, and I also have Raspberita, but I'm starting with a Strawberita, you know, just to be extra lame.
That sounds great. I think last episode somebody mentioned that Taco Bell, it wasn't Taco Bell, it's like a Mountain Dew.
No, it was Taco Bell.
Was it?
It's the
Sangrita Blast.
Sangrita.
Yes, I said Sangrita.
Sangrita Blast.
Which just, sounds like a Mexican porn star name.
It sounds like an offshoot of Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah. Coming from Taco Bell.
David, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a giant bottle of Cruzan coconut rum straight.
You know what? Coconut rum is fantastic, so good on you, sir. And Logan, are you eating a cookie pie?
Unfortunately, I do not have a cookie pie with me this time, so I will just be drinking Jack Daniels.
It's so stock standard, so there you go.
I have Jack Daniels as well. It's sitting behind my Wii U.
Oh.
Good place to make it warm.
Well, you see, I would agree with that, except I never turn on my Wii U.
Wait a minute. You play like Mario Kart nonstop. All right, you know what? I'm starting reading today, okay? I want to get my stuff over with while I'm still lucid and my liver hasn't given up the fight. We're on page 17. Here we go. Hasty.
God help us all.
Hasty girl. Trace smiled with a grin. The thing is that the game dude and I formed an exploratory commission and we've decided that you would be a possible candidate to leave the school in the total recall. And wait. If you win, then... ... Trace left the rest up to Samus' imagination. By the way,
they're going to like Hogwarts School of Metroids and Wizardry.
Right now, Samus is getting a D in American history.
Oh, that's right.
What if she becomes the president of the class? There was a new law enacted by the president of the United States that if she gets an A, or if she gets to be the class president, she gets an A in American history specifically.
Like only yes. In American history.
Math, due to experience.
Due to experience.
I mean, the looseness of this plot thread is wider than a veteran pornographer's vagina lips.
After a DVDA scene.
Oh my goodness. You know, talk about the deficiencies in our education system. You know, when this kind of thing can just go under the radar, you know, what hope do we have for the rest of us?
I'm waiting for the candidate to run on the fan fiction platform.
Yeah.
They're just straight up like, they pass that along with like a voter registration and then some sort of congressional raise.
Well, I mean, they've been dancing around it. Obama said he'd make anime real.
I'm going to make anime real. That's wow. What defeats terrorism?
Unfortunately, he couldn't deliver on that, so we'll just have to wait for Bernie Sanders to do it.
Yep. Don't make it real.
Did Obama spend a summer on the Longhorn Ranches?
I was about to ask. Golly, if Obama God was dang it. Out with it.
All right, let me continue, please.
I was hanging out in Kidstown in Texas.
God, why did I click that?
Don't click the links. Don't read ahead.
Don't read ahead. It's a bad thing to do.
That is the other thing that happens is people that tend to post like a lot of Rule 34.
God damn it, Samus, I'm going to kick your ass.
Samus had never thought about policy and governmental duty before, but this was an intrigue because she
That's a word.
Wow.
Rembarred. Rembarred. That's also a shot of whiskey. Right down the craw. Oh, that's tasty. Woo! A clause from the news this morning and knew that if she didn't get an A somehow, that she'd have to take a fifth or suffer the consequence.
Now, ladies and gentlemen of Random Encounter, I don't know how it was. Did y'all go to public school?
Yes, I went to Publix. I got some food from there.
Not Publix.
Oh.
Public school!
Oh, I get
the
it.
The American education system!
From way back when.
Without Jackson agreeing with that statement he just made, yes, Jackson went to public school.
Okay.
I went to school in Malta, if it's funny.
All right, follow-up question then. Did you ever have an opportunity where you...
No, like, David.
Okay, well, what was a passing grade for you? Because a D was passing for like everything, if
D
I remember.
D is not passing.
D is not passing. C is passing.
No, like you could get away with most public schools a D nowadays.
D is not passing, but you still have some redeeming qualities. F is, oh my God, where did you put that pencil? Oh Jesus, it's in your nose.
No, man. In my school, if you got a D, you moved on. Like D minus, you moved on to the next grade.
It must be the Jewish school I went to.
I don't know what was passing, but my history teacher, he loved giving me the D.
Moving on!
I imagined he was some sort of sweater vest.
Ill think about it. Samus non-committed, but secretly everyone knew the realties. Okay?
4% financing on a mortgage. That's a good deal.
I can finance your car, give you really good interest. No, I'm not.
APR and... finance.
No, tell me, princess, now when did you last get your credit check?
Toyota Thon.
It was going to be an election, but would there be an insurrection?
That's a hell of a rhyme. I love that. That's like Wiz Khalifa or something.
Straight
election
up.
With insurrection.
Also rhyming one with one multiple times.
There you go.
At least four times and I'll get out of my face.
The next day school started, Samus had already cleansed her mind and her decision was clear. But first she had to choose to go to a party, okay? She knew
so
from school
like a kegger,
news.
A box social.
Wow! She knew from school news that Republicans like to kill trees, but she liked trees so she became Democratic.
Hold on. I have to call my aunt. Give me 1 second.
Sam is the ecologist.
Okay, welcome to the Democratic Caucus. invited Amy to everyone because she was the leader woman of the Democrats in school committee, and she could run meetings and primaries, and she was also a speaker in school senate.
There's no she.
Oh, drink super hard for getting caught by a guest.
Shut up!
I don't know. Was I out of place? What was
No, you're not out of place.
No, you were right.
You can school the schooler whenever I'm not schooling other people. It's totally fine.
Okay.
Down the hatch. You.
Jackson, you're going to wake up at the bottom of a river at the end of this episode.
Yeah, but at least I'll be sitting on top of him.
My mind's at the bottom of a river right now.
And was also a speaker in school senate, but no one cares about student council, so whatever. Today is when we choose who will run for president, so if there are nominations, now's the time to commit. Advocated Amy, who is not capitalized for some reason. There were heads that rolled, but in the end, people made decisions.
I'm on my gravestone.
I nominate T.O. Juan! Helen endorsed her favorite boyfriend. Some people laughed at his name, but they were kicked out of the party because of anti-immigration.
Hey, who can argue with that?
Wow, American politics has really changed over the years. Politics in particular. Okay, are there other nominees? Amy wondered aloud to the community.
She just earned her capitalization.
Yeah, she did.
Name. Good for Amy.
She graduated up to caps. I nominate Samus. Adam Malkovich. He and Samus were almost going out, so this was a shoe-in. Author's note. This is before Samus and Ridley met, so don't freak out. He's not forgotten. Okay.
Oh, thank God. That canonical callback.
Thanks for that.
God.
Okay, that closes the nomination, so it's time to rock the votes. Amy used MTV language. So how caucuses work is that candidates stand in corners and then people walk over and whoever has more people wins and is nominated. Amy, she's got demoted to lowercase a again.
Damn, she messed up.
Yeah, Amy explained to Mulitudes, the sequel to Battletoads.
Bumch, bumch, bumch.
When she gave the signal, people walked over to the corners for Samus or T.O. Juan. It was really close at the beginning, but near the end, more people went to Samus because not everyone was too keen on having a Mexico president, and plus wow. Samus was kind of hot.
Why did that happen?
Oh, I'm going to click on this FudanariDickGirls.com.
Thank you, voters, and congratulations to Samus Aran, who will now be voted at the total recall. Everyone pledged delegates to the football queen, even T.O. Juan, because he was still friends and a Democrat. Samus had won the Democrats, but what about the election? A shit ton of ones, and I'm fucking done. Moose, you can start.
Oh, God. I was logging into the chat when you... Okay.
Log into the chat if you want to have a pristine browser history.
Come on, Moss.
But I'm hearing all the talk of all the amazing things that are happening in the chat. I kind of, I'm sad that I'm missing out.
I'm missing dick girls? Oh no.
Yeah.
With or without balls? That's always my question.
Let me get, hold on.
Balls make or break the dick girls.
I'm sorry, chat room. I'll be in you soon.
Oh no.
The least
how hard is it to log into a chat room?
I don't know. It's giving me an error of some kind.
You literally just need a name.
Oh, no.
There we go. Even need a password.
Okay.
Anyways, it's still your turn to read, Moss.
Moss?
Yes.
Come on, Moss.
Yes, you're Moss.
Yes, Moss man.
Moss, Kite, Rock, and Jason, the four of the five members of Radon Encounter.
of Radon Encounter?
Radon Encounter.
Oh, great. You know, I was told by my house inspector I might see you.
Yes, welcome. pay me a $500,000 to inspect your home for an inert gas that doesn't harm anyone.
We got here as best as we could.
I like you.
For the rest of the day, Samus was congratulated by people in the school, except not everyone because Republicans were not quite as keen on Iranian policies.
Is that a pun? That's a pun.
I feel like that might be a pun.
We need to take out really the joke radar and inspect.
Samus Iranian.
Yep, okay, it's officially confirmed to be a pun.
Shaw Ridley, no, don't be a dictator.
Before the day was over, Trace and Amy wanted to have a word with the candidate. good job on the nomination, but here's the deal. Amy began with a sentence.
It's accurate. It works.
Which began with a word, which was a noun. Or an adjective.
The election is going to be a tough one, but you're going to have some help. Some help.
Yes, some help.
Trace and I will be your campaign managers because I can help out with Democrat votes and Trace can use underground connections to help with the election totals.
Electrical totals? What?
Yeah, electrical college.
I think that's just a made-up bunch of words.
Electrical toads, and yes. They,
you know what? Google doesn't underline any of them as being incorrect, so I'm going to assume they're actual words.
All right. Amy finished up as Trace nodded with slyful glin.
Grin. That's a mistake, that
is,
and that's
that is
a
an
drink.
R. That is an R, I'm sorry. Okay, let me stir it.
Oh, no, no. Just take the lemonade and then drink the pure Everclear at the bottom.
Okay. It doesn't taste great.
Moss fires, now known as Glen Fire.
Okay, this is good, but who am I up against? Samus pondered as she waited results from her staffers.
All Bob.
At lunch, the Republicans had their primary, and Captain Falcon was chosen as the victor.
Oh,
is, real quick, is Captain Falcon, has he been discussed in the story before?
This is the first time he's ever been mentioned.
Oh, right. Boy.
Good. Just making sure. Trace slyly foxed.
Come on!
It's like a, what was it? The 20s speak. It's friggin' like, it's
hey, daddy-o. That cat is foxing through the yard. Man, what a head
cat. Pick up. Well, he's gonna fox you real good.
He's the cat's pajamas. Remember to vote yes on Prohibition.
Oh, boy. The Prohibition.
God, you guys' impression game is pretty nuts.
It's what we do.
My right. pretty nut, my pretty nuts are also pretty, according to.
Oh,
and all that talent could be yours on your next album, if you know what I mean.
No,
aren't you a pocket full of firecrackers?
Yes.
Let it rain.
Poppity pop pop pop.
Let it rain.
Helen and Samus were not pleased at the news and reflected it with their demeanors. Captain Falcon was very popular because he was the captain of the track team and held every record, even some that were made up just for him.
Was the Falconist Captain Falcon?
He had to earn the title Captain Falcon. That's not his first name.
Did you didn't pick this part of the story because of the whole random counter big blue bullshit thing that happens, or
no? Consider it a cosmic coincidence.
That is an extremely huge coincidence.
It's like a cosmic brownie, but more ecumenical.
You know what? Cosmic brownies are amazing, though.
Yes.
They are, but good. One friend rolled it
I'm
into
sorry,
a ball.
Yeah, Little Debbie may be slumming it in terms of like confectionery treats, but they're just so good.
I've never had one.
You said somebody knew rolled one into a ball or two into a ball.
Yeah, they rolled them like into a ball and just said it was poop and it ruined cosmic brownies for me. And that was back in middle school. I literally have not had a cosmic brownie since.
Kit, aww. Does your shirt have like little like brightly colored little flecks of stuff inside of it? You need to go to a doctor, young man.
Sometimes.
Were you born in Chernobyl? Sorry, I make that. Poor taste jokes every once in a while.
Good lord. Hey, no, you know it's not poor taste? Cosmic brownies.
Some people said that he cheated by using a race car instead of running. Parents had shitloads of money so they paid the judges and everyone was okay. It's time for strategy. Amy began the plan. Okay, so Captain Falcon will probably try to use money to win.
No, try use money. There's no
thing. It's shit.
See, I actually saw the two there, and then I blinked, and it was gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Someone erased it after
this
I read
Google
it.
Doc, so.
You blinked and turned 182 degrees and walked away.
Yeah. I tend to do that at least once an episode.
But if we speak with truth and say what's right, people will vote.
But who for?
Amy optimized.
What? Optimized.
She optimized her video card settings.
She defragmented her hard drive.
Trace wasn't so positive because of experience in shady smoker room deals. What?
Smoker room. They work at a barbecue restaurant. The smoker room is back there.
He knew that Samus had a shot, except there were Republicans everywhere, and it'd be a tough one. Elections had been close, but in the end, someone always won. But would it be Samus?
People win elections.
But elections have been close. But
Somebody always won. We are barely half an hour into this and somebody sounds like they've been broken in spirit.
Oh, that's just Rob.
Who's?
I don't know who that is.
Joe Estoy Roberto.
Someone always won. This is so bad.
Yeah, just read the ones win. And you still got it like paragraph or three.
73 ones. Over the week, before the election, there were many deals, seals, and campaigns. Campton Falcon used his money like everyone thought and bought ads that smeared across the intercom. Even said, the chemist, did you know what with a lobbyist?
Read the parentheses.
Do I have to read the parentheses?
Yes, you do. You have to read everything.
I'm unclear with lobbyists. So read the parentheses.
Parentheses. I guess open parentheses.
You can just say parentheses.
More parentheses. All right. I wasn't sure of the rules on the parentheses. Thank you for working that out for me.
This is where you have questions in actual grammar. Like
parentheses. For everyone unclear, lobbyists wait around in the lobby of Congress and buy drinks and tickets for senators till they vote for high gas prices and less trees.
Yes!
Close parentheses.
Clarity!
I mean,
that is amazing.
That's not entirely wrong.
What are the tickets for? Like lottery tickets or like?
No, it's like tickets to the ballet and the ball game.
Oh, to the Philharmonic and to the big fight next weekend.
To the cabaret.
Yeah.
Luckily, Samus was a Democrat, so people knew she wasn't into that shit. It was a bumpy row.
Roa.
Row.
It was time for the debate. Okay, welcome to the 72 memorial dates.
72 memorial dates till the end of the election. Okay, we have a song called 72 Hours. That's right.
Oh, yeah. You see what you did there?
Hey, we have a song called 72 Hours. You know that song that we play?
You know the song that we wrote that we play? Yeah.
You know the song that we play this weekend?
Sorry, I'm drinking shivers. Principal Jokoi kicked off the dramatics. Everyone knows the candidates, and now it's time to hear about the issues. The first question is for you, Mr. Falcon, journalized Silux, the class newspaper. What are your feelings about global warming? Captain Falcon's concerns on global warming aren't going to be
No, he could surprise you. I mean, we've seen political surprises before. We only know as we read.
Captain Falcon cooled with a summering snap.
That's like ninth grade AP English material. He cooled with a simmering snap. Good God. Got me with a fillet.
And I still misread it. Oh, God.
Shame is delicious, isn't it?
Are you okay?
I really don't drink, and this is hard for me. Okay.
You got this.
I
have Malta, which is literally liquid cereal, so I'm...
My real question is, what are you feeling about global warming? Falcon sleaze stepped the issues?
Wow.
I like
all
that word.
All the Republicans cheered because they were
two. Republicans!
He got you. Those darn Republicans.
Guys, I am like almost done with this cup of.
Go slower!
This is not going to be a good time for me tonight.
I hope you clean the toilet, and I hope you clean it afterwards.
All of the Republicans cheered because they were too stupid to understand. That Balson had not answered questions and was only sucking his guts?
What?
That's abstract.
Is that a term I'm not familiar with?
No.
If it's a real term, I think my ex-girlfriend knew it quite well.
Thank you, Mr. Falcon. Dr. Samus, how do you feel about the World War III? The World War III.
Which is apparently a real word.
There's so many verbs used, like discretionized, journalized, optimized. What?
Next up is Jax.
Jax, the Mortal Kombat guy? He's not here, but
yeah,
I'm here.
The Jackson.
All eyes are on Samus as she formulated her petition. But she remained cucumber cool and answered, "War is not the option, but if it's necessary, then it must happen for people." Many people clapped, except for the Falcon Republicans, who were too stupid to know about wars.
Okay.
Well,
wait.
I'm drinking for that, even though I didn't screw up. I'm just drinking for that in general.
No, Republicans don't know about war, asshole.
I never knew.
They don't know about war. They only know about conflicts or incidents or the fairs or something like that. Or I don't know. The kerfuffles.
Kerfuffles.
I think I'm going to try to put an affectation on to Samus. Thank you, everyone. That concludes the debate. and it is time to choose the candidates. But remember not to choose popular people and only who you hear.
You heart.
All right, yeah, I got to take that one. That's not.
Good. Also, thank you, Julia Roberts.
Oh God. Oh.
You're right there.
That wasn't your drink. That was drain cleaner.
One more. This tastes like sweetened liquid Cheerios. Oh, but it's bad for my heart. I'm sorry.
Should have gone with Goya.
But remember not to choose popular people and only who you heart is after. Yokoi Disney channeled, but everyone knew that people would vote for the populist. But who was the most? To find out who was the most, watch the next episode of Metroid.
Actually, no, I would liken it to Super Mario RPG, where Milo finds out he's not a toad.
Boom. Oh my goodness. All right, we continue on past the break. The votes were just about to be tallied, and Samus was taking a walk through halls when she heard a strange rumbling, bumbling noise from the boiler room. What could it be? She investigated as she opened the door and was shocked to find a political machine.
A politcal.
Oh. All right, I'm taking that. Okay.
He sounds like he's being kidnapped.
Oh, God. This tastes.
I don't think it sounds like he's being kidnapped.
Really? Sounds like it's taking a really painful shit.
I wish I could.
Dilated 14 inches. When will it come out?
I wish I could get a C-section to get this horrible drink out of my stomach. Oh, my God. This is terrible. Okay.
Pepsi, Jackson.
You know what? I'm not going to be caught dead with a bottle of a Pepsi product in my hand. God damn it. I'm a Parody. We have standards. A political machine. She found a literal machine. You hear that term for like an abstract term for a concept of like a... Oh, whatever. She found a political machine, goddammit. Ha ha! You caught us trying to rig votes with a copying machine. Snaked up Captain Falcon and ex facto Candon, who were joined with other Republicans. They looked serious, but Samus was too. Who's Candon? Where did Candon... Why is Candon ex facto? Why are we using so much gratuitous Latin? It makes no sense.
I like how Samus's basic shape recognition couldn't differentiate between a copying machine and a politcal machine.
What is that Canon product? Must be their Canon politcal machine. It's C9000. CS unexcaptable. Wow. Samus furied as she began to use jutsu signs and stances.
What?
But Canon summoned bodyguard. It was the jutsu signs and stances that really threw me off. Who was it? Kraid and his gang. Luckily, Samus was used to fighting these... fuck.
Pause, breathe, then freeze. Oh my goodness.
It's like Dumbledore when he's like doing the thing in the book and he's like, Harry, I have to keep drinking.
It's like Dumbledore when he says, what the hell are you doing, motherfuckers?
What the hell are you doing, motherfuckers?
It's like Dumbledore that time he said, yes, I and I hope they burn in
hell. He totally excused it or later when he said, I had a headache.
Oh my God. And my ack. Okay. Luckily, Samus was used to fighting these losers, so she took them all out with her techniques and attacks, and soon they were piled on the floors. Multiple floors! Yep. All the levels, all the floors.
Every level of Ninja Gaiden.
You may have defeated idiots, but what about me? Captain Falcon punched Samus, but she dodged, and dumbass Falcon fell out of the window. He punched so hard. That was one sentence, my ladies and gentlemen. Candon ran away because he didn't want to get caught, but Hall Monitor Noxus jailed him for conspiracies against the populace. And what about Samus? Oh, that Noxus was introduced and then left in one sentence. Talk about a character development.
Good luck with the next word.
Okay, wow. this is almost as bad as Theus Unexcaptable. Okay. Congratulation, President Aaron. Principal Yokoi inaugurated Samus to the presidency, and there were many cheers among the crowd. Even a few rhinos who were sort of like Democrats.
Okay, well, two things real fast. Number one, rhinos like Democrats. Just putting that out there one more time. And secondly, I really want to start a meme called the Congratulion. That's just it's Mackenzie from Danger 5 giving you the thumbs up.
Isn't there a song in Final Fantasy 8 called Maybe I'm a Congratulion?
Hold up. I have to bring something up. Did you just say MAME?
He wants to,
MAME. Steve-O did in fact just say MAME.
I don't believe that is the proper pronunciation of that word.
Yes. Like the arcade emulator?
Would you rather call it a meme?
No, not meme or meme.
It's meme. May, you asshole.
No, it is meme.
May.
Hey, Steve, after you're done getting the answer about how your roommate masturbated your office chair to break, let's hear from Richard Dawkins on how to pronounce the word.
Okay. No, the Dawkins is strong with this one. Anyways, please continue.
I think it's very interesting that religion is... Okay, forget it. Where was I? Even a few rhinos who were sort of like Democrats. Everything was going well, but right as Samus signed the articles and was about to enact the A clause, a voice could be heard over the announcer. Hello to the people of the school. It is I, Emperor Falcon. I have taken over the office, and I am now the president of the school. Principal Yokoi was befuzzled, but he was a bozo cop and didn't even know what to do. This school was under siege.
Sage.
Oh, mother. Oh, my. Thank you, referee. Oh, my Christ. Ah. This drink is knocking the Methodist out of me, I gotta tell you.
That's a physical thing that can happen?
Ah, criminy. Christ on a Ritz. Okay.
Yeah, I think I've seen him on there.
My first order of business is that Samus Aran, who thinks she is president of class, is arrested for treason against Falcon government. The captain hardlined. God. To this writer, everything can be a verb. You like the word? Make it a verb. Add ED. Boom. Past tense. Oh, it's great. Pure crate and gang members in the background snacking and snickying at the situation. When she is arrested, she is to be killed and displayed for public appeal. Oh, wow. That's how you win the people over, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Republicans really know how to get to the crowds.
Yeah, they know how to reach the people. You know, what they want is human sacrifice.
They know what their voters want, and that's to murder women.
There you go.
Horrible. Deplorable.
Samus' eyes narrowed. Presumably it must be difficult if she's in her visor to tell. She may have won the election, but would she win the insurrection? Is this another that same rhyme? Election with insurrection? I hate this.
You're reading too deep into this. This isn't some sort of completely layered meta-philosophy kind of ultra-poem.
No. See, no. You're the one who's not deep, balls deep in this enough. We're getting, we have threads. We have verbs out of non-verbs. We have stupid rhymes between election and insurrection. Read the writing on the wall, Steve-O. There's something deeper.
I can't read. I'm too drunk.
The Metroid High School election was over. The Metroid Civil War had just begun. Do I continue
yes,
with the
editor? You read the author's notes.
There's the author's note in bold. Okay, I wrote that in a huff, so I'm sorry if there was spelling mistakes or grammar bad, but I do the best I can. That was a good sentence. I hope next chapter isn't a year like last one, but things happen in life, and you never know. Until next time, live, love, and prosper. I watched Star Wars this weekend. I can't wait for the new one with Matt Damon. Not a tricky, but Damon's hot.
This is a troll. This can't be real. This is a troll.
Thousands. It's like
David,
thousands
it
of nerds
turn.
Across the internet just turned
it's my
out.
Turn.
I made this.
No, seriously though. Is this a troll or is this?
I am fairly certain this is a troll fic because they mentioned full life consequences earlier, which is well known to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
All right, thank you for the opportunity.
But Damon's still hot, and I'm a treaky.
He is hot with two T's.
Hoot.
Hoot.
That was a hoot.
House of the treadmill.
Matt Damon.
David, do you even know where you are?
Okay, I think we're on a page, but which one are we on?
Fuck you.
What?
20.
20. Be good at show.
20, David.
I already have that marked on my bingo card.
Oh, in-game finale.
Yes.
Okay. This is in italics, so my rule in italics, Italian accent. Chapter 8 in the game finale.
Good stuff.
Hello, everyone. Wow. It's been a while. It's been a little more than 3 whole years since I started writing Metroid High School. And I can't believe how many people have loved it. 63 reviews, almost 10,000 hits. I wouldn't have been able to do it without you guys are the best. Thank you!
Wait, the reason why he's pausing so often is because of the very gratuitous use of commas in this writing style.
Okay. Only 11. When I wrote chapter 1 of MHS, and lots of things have happened since.
Ow, my ears!
Started writing. But now I'm in high school, and I barely have more time anymore because of school test and my new boyfriend. He's real, not internet this time. So I don't...
Wow.
Ex-Catley. Well, that's a drink.
Ex-Catley?
It says ex-Catley.
He's not a cat. He's an ex-Catley. Ex-cat.
This cat went too bad on the wrong side of town.
Yeah.
I don't exactly have time to write fanfic anymore.
Kid fees.
I have had Chappies written for months on my hard drive, but I really just want to get to the story.
Oh, man.
It's getting to the story. I just want to get the story finished.
And he does this every week. He should be used to this by now.
So
that's all right.
Hold up, real quick. Is Chappies some sort of teen slang for chapters in a book?
Yeah, dude.
Wow. Picked up on those context clues.
To the movie Chappie.
Okay, I figured.
Man, they really took the budget out of that one. Story finished. On with life. So, I've decided to unload and take elements from each chapter for one big finale.
Dave, can you back up a couple hundred feet from your mic when you do that the next time?
Hold on. Oh, it doesn't happen again. Steve, can you edit one word?
No.
I want to make this joke. Come on, dude.
No.
one joke.
No, you didn't give me that reach around last time I saw you. No.
I would have if you had been here.
What? Just read.
Anyway, I've decided to unload and take elements from each chapter for one.
Big! Well, I'm taking a drink to that.
It wow, doesn't that's, always yeah, exactly make sense all the time, but hey, it's epic. Hopefully, and ties all the loose end. It's a fitful conclusion.
Collusion.
That's a conclusion. Conclusion.
This story's giving me a concussion.
I think I've had enough for the talk. It's time for Chapter 8, in-game finale. What? It's delicious.
You just take the swigs right out of that.
Right out of it.
Judy, make him read faster.
Okay.
I can't make him do anything.
The halls of a high school. Metroid High School. Dances, gossip, girls, students, learning. Everything had happened. Samus and Ridley's ass scout. The football. The cholera. And even the election.
The cholera was a major plot point in the previous chapters.
What was that last
okay.
one?
But now, war stains.
War never washes out.
Yeah.
68 ones.
When you've crapped yourself on a battlefield, it never changes.
Oh my god.
In the hall, Civil War was raging before it had even started. Falcon's kitchen cabinet. And
I learned about this in U.S. history. Andrew Jackson liked his buddies, so he gave them jobs eating food and partying in the White House.
There are so many things wrong with this!
Was in control of the school. Luckily, Samus and friends were not pushovers, so it was a bloody situation. Mandy and Tio Juan Cena were two of the people who were fighting in the onslaught.
Fitting.
Tio catch.
Helen addicted to her shit.
David,
fuck.
David, you take two drinks because you said fighting.
Did I say fighting?
It's fitting.
Oh, it's fitting.
Also, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure he said Juan Cena, which I appreciate the joke. But Cena wasn't on that page.
Okay, so that's three drinks.
All right, hold on. Here we go. If you could, like, just do an entire album of Cena's greatest hits.
He's not your fucking dancing monkey.
Dude, I was going to pay for it.
He's been waiting all night to do that.
You can't see me. My time is now.
Oh, you can't see me. My time is now. Oh.
Where were we?
David, please keep reading.
Fighting gig. In the onslaught. Tio catch. Helene addicted to her. Fuck, I did it again. Jesus.
There you go.
Keep drinking.
This is how we learn.
Okay. Addicted as her Mexican caught the grenade she tossed at him. With teeth, he pulled out the tad and through killing seven more Republicans.
At least seven.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Okay. Too bad. One of the Kai Hinters?
still had a trick up his sleeve, and it was a pistol. It fired at Helen, mortally wounding his soulmate.
Tier one! Hi!
Helen coughed, but was cut off by the river of death.
What?
Helen! Tier one was insoluble. This turned him into a killing machine. He had lost his favorite girlfriend, his friend, for war. For what? 68 ones.
He was insoluble. like a piece of copper or something.
He was no mitochondria.
The underground art room was where Samus, Amy, Adden, and Principal Yokoi were discussing war games, except not Warhammer or Battle. The kind that countries do before a war. Except this one was already happening.
This reads like a bad 80s action movie trailer.
Yeah, oh my God. And there's nothing wrong with this. Rook, I believe it's your turn.
What? Are we screwed? Principal Gunpei Yokoi extruded in the room. Luckily...
That's not the right verb. Don't use that.
Luckily, no one noticed his bazo fits and carried on with the meeting. President Naren hears the ordeal. Amy, her friend and advisor, protrude. Falcon and the Republican Army have learned how to clone key hunters. Key hunters or Kai hunters? I don't know.
It's yes. Either one.
That's why there are so many bodies everywhere. This did not look like it was going to be a happy ending, but a shadow appeared in the corner, and it was good thing they didn't shoot it because it was only Trace.
Happy ending is not happening because no, this is not a massage parlor. It's the freaking fan fiction.
If you can give me and the game dude time, I believe that we can call in .. reinforcements.
Reinforcements!
Trace converted. Converted. No, sorry.
Over. Again.
Converted.
Again. Wait, I'm not crazy. Look at all these verbs that are being created. This is a boon of English language vocabulary expansion.
The lexicon is absolutely bursting with new verbs.
It is ejaculating with new ideas and functions.
I took my drink. No one liked industrial espionage, but they agreed that just like Samus said in speech that things must be different when there's a war. Okay, I see the ideas, but what are we going to do in the meantime? Adam noted that there might not be enough time for Game Dude's scheme, and there were too many enemies to take down with just possess and political allies. That's when a voice was heard at the door, and it was someone that Samus did not exactly expect. You have my body, Ridley Legolas.
No. No. They can't get away with that. I'm not going to let them get away with that.
And my Mega Buster.
Oh, my God.
And when everyone turned around, they saw he was Mecha Ridley and was in a robotic combat suit like Metroid Fusion. Samus was happy to see him first, but quickly remembered everything. Sex, cholera. Cervantes, whatever.
Oh my!
Is it too much?
Oh my God,
Samus!
This store has everything, dude. Like diseases,
and sex, and cholera, and the Spanish bad guy poet. From Soul Calibur.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is great.
I'm pretty sure cholera is that baby disease.
Cholera is that disease when you can't clean up your sewage in the town square when you're all shooting in the well that you're drinking out of.
Samus, I know that things have happened, and maybe I'm too manhandle. But we must fight to save the school. Let's worry about things later because we have lots of ass to kick right now. Samus was speechless, but murmured, okay, because she knew that things were too important to bicker. The football president put on her power suit like when she played football, and together the two robotics joined the battle. There was a lot to deal, but at least they were finally together.
I still can't get over the sex cholera Cervantes thing.
I think they might have meant gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Sex cholera Cervantes? Yes, please. Sounds great.
I have the sex cholera.
Maybe they were playing Oregon Trail or something.
Oh,
hell yeah. No.
And then Samus died of dysentery.
Oh, drat.
Things were a disaster. Bodies were begging to pile, and the halls were slippery with blood. Two friends, Chris and Johnny B, were with Mandy trying to enter Falcon's office headquarters through a secret door in the underground of the school. Too bad that Falcon knew the school, too, and rigged it with mines. Unfortunately for Mandy.
Unforinately.
Oh, yeah. Unforinately. Take my drink. Unforinately for Mandy. Ah! She exulted as her body was derailed by explosives.
What?
Was she a train?
When was it on rails? When was she on a train?
John and Chris felt sorry for their loss, but they knew this was the price of war. And what if they didn't stop Falcon's inflation? It would just get higher. In another part of the battlefront, Samus and Ridley were using their new armor powers to do serious damage to the enemy bodies. Ted, Robbie, Smiley, and the Heartbroke, Tio Juan, were also contributing to the death toll, and it seemed that the tide was beginning to rise for the better.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. First, why is Robbie lowercase? What did he do to deserve the lowercase? And
got demoted.
Tide was right. All right, never mind.
Now, see, one thing I'm confused about is they are contributing to the death toll. Does that mean they were dying or were they killing people? It could, could mean either. Either.
I think Robbie's one more lowercase away from contributing to the death toll.
That was until an old enemy appeared, this time for the finals. Well, we meet again. Crowned Kraid and his goons. You think you can win this war? You'll have to go through us. It's time to reveal the gang.
And now it's Logan's turn.
It's time to play the game!
Time to play the game! We don't have a good game!
Sorry.
did you just have, like, an Accorda boner right there?
Sorry. I was just getting my, no, what's the band's name?
What's the band thing is affecting your speech! Let's just keep it's going!
What's the band's name? Motorhead.
Motorhead? Motorhead. Everyone was shocked that the true identities were revealed of Kraid's gang members.
I think it's identists.
Identists, yes. Noxus, Kanden, Weevil, and Spire.
We don't know any of these fucking characters!
It's characters from Metroid Prime Hunters.
Really?
Yes, really. The gang war began as Samus, Ridley, Tio, Ted, Smiley, and Robbie got into place to fight the enemies. And there's no commas in that sentence.
The author used all the commas of the introduction to this chapter. Yep. Expend them all.
Gotcha.
Commas broken now.
Ted lunged at Noxus and shanked at him. But shanked at him, yes. But Psylux was quick to notice and shot Ted in the foot. Both gangbangers were ended, though, when Tio Juan saved Ted... What? Ted's ass!
That looks like the name of a character from the Star Wars Expanded Universe.
It's definitely a Star Wars character.
Gratuitous apostrophe use in the middle of the name, yes.
By firing Mexican machine guns at them, killing them in the head.
Aww.
Psylux transformed into a machine gun turret and took out Robbie and part of Smiley, but Samus was quick to draw and fire a super missile, varupizing both Psylux and Noxus. This did not make Kanden happy, and the two ex-presidents battled it out. As usual, though, Samus ended up on top and shot electro powers into his brain stem.
Life! Give my creation life!
That left just Ridley and Kraid. You may have won the gang war, but what about this? Kraid injected enzytes in his arm as he began to grow massive.
Whoa!
Kraid injected enzyte into his arm?
Yes, but he's growing massive. Doesn't matter how. Just keep a PG for the children. Oh, who the fuck am I kidding?
The enzytes, man.
The enzytes, man.
The extenzytes, man.
There was a hole in the ceiling when Kraid stopped getting bigger, and he started to stomp on students and even Ridley. I have you in my foot.
Oh, no.
Kraid soliloquied.
Oh, no.
As he was about to step on Ridley's face, but...
Oh, by the way, Mother Brain is a nun.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even kidding. Mother Brain is a nun, as
shut
stated
up,
earlier.
Fucking let me read, you motherfucker. Mother Brain decloaked from her nun clothes and unleashed her Swiss Guard. That's the Pope Army. And the Key Hunters. This gave Ridley just enough time to shoot his eye lasers at Kraid's foot, knocking the evil over. Uh-oh, the Grand Wizard rat.
Yes, it is. Oh my god.
But it was too late. Fuck you in hell! Chanted Ridley and stuck his suit's robo tail in Kraid's face. It was a lot of blood, but at least the score was settled.
What score?
Then you know the one that came after all these ones.
0-0. Wait, hold on. Just one thing. I don't know why, but the writer mentioned the Swiss Guard, which is the Vatican City's official like military force. And everyone should look up a picture of them. They have the goofiest uniform of any modern military force. It's like this bright like purple like an orange festoonery. They have hats like conquistadors wore in the 1500s. They're the funniest looking.
Bees. Oh my god, they are bees.
Yeah, look it up. The Swiss Guard. They're super goofy, and that's their actual uniform.
The war was ready to wrap up, but there was one last issue. The imposter president, Samus, and her remaining allies were finally able to break into his office fortress. But where was he? Going some wee here? There was a voice, and as they turned around on down the hall, zoomed a race car that was armed like the Batman car in the Dark Knight. Get the fuck on! Samus and co condoled.
That's what? Apparently an actual thing.
But there was little use. Samus tried her powerful missiles at the car, but they just bounced off the hood and blew the doors off classrooms, exposing the children.
Can't have that happen.
Samus Aran, children exposer.
Ew.
Ridley used his mecha suit powers to try to stomp the car, but Captain was too fast with his driving and dodged. His turn. Let's see who's the real president now, bitch! Captain Falcon bellowed the car intercom and used his presidential codes to arm the rocket tube in a mini nuke.
I'm sorry, wait, this is a high school, right? The president of the high school?
No. Presidential. So apparently it's just, you know, the head of the dentist department.
Oh my god.
When it fired, everyone was sure that it was the end of Samus, but just in time, her boyfriend jumped in front of the missile and took the blast himself. Luckily, his suit was radiation resistant. Unfortunately, the nuke blast damaged it beyond repair. Ridley was down, and so was Samus. Ha ha ha! My ride is indestructible! Falcon band stainted. There isn't a single weapon on Earth that can defeat...
Say it.
There's not a single weapon on Earth that can defeat my juggernaut.
Finish it.
You need to drain your glass for that one.
Juggernaut.
Juggernugget.
All right, Kit, it is your turn.
Oh boy.
Come on, it's time to weed your poison, man.
Oh man. That's what we're here for. A sudden voice blasted through the roof, and when the dust cleared, there were four figures. It was Shaso Kais, Ethereal, Kroot, and Taildeer from Dark Crusade High School. (Parenthesis) Author's note: this part was written. This part was written when Cervantes. Is that a drink? That's probably a drink. Cervantes and I were still internet dating. That's long gone. But why waste a story?
Pragmatic, yeah.
I told you guys that the reinforcements were on the way. The game dude and Trace revealed over the intercom, and Samus and Ridley were relieved? Relieved?
Relieved.
Relieved. But not Captain Falcon. Time to seal the deal, Kroot Landode. And while he and Ethereal distracted the Falcon car by racing it through the hull at top gear, Taildeer and Shash did a power combine for one final blow. When the car rounded down the last corner, it unleashed, totaling the jugger car and ending the driver. There were still last words, however. I may be dead, but you still lose. You've still got the cholera. You're dead as mine. The dead president gurgled as Samus, so only she could hear him. The war was over, but the girl knew he was right. It was only a matter of time.
So let's waste that time with more ones.
11D1s. Few people survive in war, but for those who do, it's worth it to save lives. This is what Samus was explaining to the survivors of Metroid High School. All her remaining friends were there, and so were her mom, Miss Chozo, and Doug Sparky. Samus was giving a good, great speech. But she
not just great. That's good. I mean, good and great. Great and good.
But she felt the darkness taking hold. Dark Samus and the cholera were finally taking over her body.
Oh my god.
When she collapsed on the floor, people began to crowd and cry, "Please, is there a way?" Ridley cried out to the gods. "There is," confirmed Dr. Bannis, who drove up to the podium in a sport car.
It's like an episode of Top Gear, like Jeremy Clarkson drives up on stage in a Porsche.
That's the cure for cholera. Richard decides to drive a Chozo down the road.
May gets trapped in a forest, and I drive the new Bugatti.
Oh my god, someone likes Top Gear, thank you.
I've never watched Top Gear.
Get out. Okay, don't get out, not till the episode's over.
Oh, at least, okay.
This is the greatest fan fiction in the world.
Podium in a sport car, and revealing a hypodermic needle of serum in it. "You found the cure," everyone cheered. Dr. Bannis turned to her patient. Oh man. I may not agree with your sex, but I won't see a patient suffer, even a sin widow.
I'm sorry.
The Dr. Hippocrates?
Hippocrates.
Hippocrates.
Ah, welcome, Dr. Hippocrates. Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Alan? I'm Dr. Hippocrates. What are you going to do about it? I got the serum, eh?
Now I don't. I'm a hypocrite. And injected the liquid into Samus's body. The cholera syndromes began to fade away, but the Dark was not ready to give up without a fight.
Also, this next word can rot in hell.
Here you go.
There's too many consonants.
You're our guitarist, Kit.
That is four consonants in a row.
Not as bad as strength.
Samus coughed blood, and a white began to flash. We prefer the term Caucasian.
Oh.
As Samus convulsed, Dark Samus began to materialize outside of her body. Ha 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 ha. Dark Samus satanically echoed. Wow. "Thanks to your cure, I'm finally free." Oh, I should have read that as Rita.
After 10,000 years, I'm free! It's Dark time Samus. To conquer the high school!
Dark Samus started running down.
Dark Samus started... Probably take a second one, too, just because during the ha's, you did two extra ha's. I just had to go back and check that.
You are being such an asshole!
This guy's in your band, dude. You're pantsing him live on the internet.
I'm pretty sure Moose like finished half a bottle of Everclear because he can't pace himself when he drinks. So
that is exactly true.
Dark Samus started running around, taking down students and teachers and eating their souls to gain power. Now, you know, I will applaud their proper use of theirs I have seen so far. Now that she was cured, Samus was at full power and did her best to fight Dark Samus before it inflicted too many casualties. Unfortunately, Dark Samus was already far too powerful, and all that Samus could do was knock the helmet off its body to reveal its identity. No one could have expected the truth. "Coach Houston, you're Dark Samus?"
Oh my god.
The entire school was shocked in disbelief. Houston only smiled with all his teeth.
What else is he going to smile
at? Why is there a quote there?
Oh, rogue quote, Mark. "I admit, I made the cholera, but I
couldn't..." Finally! A thousand-year mystery solved!
"I couldn't have Ridley and Samus be dating because she needs to be a team player, and boyfriends take time."
Oh my god, that's what this all comes down to? All this death and destruction because the coach wanted her to focus on the team?
Is this supposed to be Houston from the comics from the Nintendo Power?
Probably.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Houston explained from experience.
"I know because I had a boyfriend in college when I was trying to be a team player.
And I tell you what, it takes time.
It took time. There is nothing more important than sports, and you can't stop me."
All right, we've circled back around to the beginning. I'm going to try and run through this as quickly as possible because I'm excited to get to the next sexy fanfic. I'm sorry, I was supposed to do Mrs. Bighead. Not exactly. At that moment, the doors flew open and there was a sound of a gunshot. Dang. And the door was President Gerald Ford.
Hello there. Do you like nachos?
Parentheses.
I'm President Gerald Ford.
Finally spelled it right. If you're wondering, he was still president when Metroid High School took place. And parentheses.
70s.
With a sniping pistol in his hand and 50 Secret Service agents who took control of the situation. Huston.
Fuck. What was Huston? Tell us what Huston was doing.
Sure. If anything, this will make me sound more like The Exorcist. Huston was choked. His idol had just shot him in the face. But you played football. Why?
Great last words.
Huston was confounded in the final moments of his life. But Ford explained, everyone, sports can be fun to play and are good for bodies, but sometimes people take it too far. It's not worth it to make biological tarot or start wars. But as long as you keep it clean, keep it real.
I think Gerald Ford actually said this too. This is a real quote from him.
The real fuck. The real president finished the speech, and with that, he returned to the White House, leaving Ridley and Samus alone. Everything was just about sorted about, but there was still one last thing that was troubling Ridley's mind. Samus couldn't tell because they had been going out for a time, and she inquisited, Ridley, what's the issue?
You said Samus couldn't tell, but Samus could tell.
Oh, whatever. I can't even stop making this voice anymore. I'm stuck.
Ed, come back to bed.
Oh, Rocco. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh.
Chokey chicken.
Honestly, that stuff's fucking delicious. Well, it's only 3 more days until... Oh, there's my nausea. Until the big prom. And I know we're not together anymore. Ridley shuffled uncomfortably. But Samus was warm with a kiss. Ridley, I can't stay mad at you. You know the love when you feel it. And
that's like something a stalker would say.
For a second, I skipped a line and I thought I read, and they, you're coy.
There you go.
And they kissed in front of the entire remaining school. Everyone cheered, including Principal Yokoi, Shaz, Tio Juan, Amy, Mrs. Chozo, and even Cerventis cracked a grin. Damn, thought Ridley for the final time. I'm the luckiest guy in the universe. All right, I'm breaking out of character for this. Epilogue.
But they didn't even copy paste.
Yeah, well, they just wrote it each time.
Samus and Ridley went to prom together as a couple, and Samus' ex-boyfriends didn't do so bad at all. Cerventis went with 111 Samus Ridley Forever 2006 because wow. They were both angsty and thought cool. And Amy went with Adam. Not just because of their shared letters, but they had other commons.
Wow, what a coincidence.
In George Bush's last minute in office, he excommunicated all aliens, so Tio Juan had to go back to Mexico in the middle of the night. Too bad for Bush.
I don't think that's what that word means. I really don't. I don't think America is a religion.
What do you know, Dave?
That's what I was going to say.
Too bad for Bush.
Somebody from a nation.
He ran for president of Mexico and won.
Close.
My dad told me that Mexico will probably be more powerful than the United States in a few years, so that's not so bad.
I dance around my head.
Principal Yokoi decided to retire after the events, and then he learned how to make video games for Nintendo and made the game Metroid based on everything that happened at Metroid High School.
This mirrored the events of Metroid so well.
Yes. It's a metaphor. It's a Metroid 4.
It's canon.
I can't see.
I'll tell you what, that was a very inspiring experience.
Mega Man, I'm gonna tell man talking about Samus Man. They almost get all the attempts to go out of the space man. Even Prom Man, they almost with Barney Ward Man.
Shut up, Dale.
Dangle Porky's butthole. Yeah,
that's not even not
shut
even
up,
Dale.
Dale.
Dale sounds a lot like this.
I don't care Stain. What Dale sounds like.
Pocket Sand.
Shut
Pocket
up,
sand.
Shut up, Boom Hill.
Dad, what's that?
As for okay, Samus Dad. And Ridley, they decided to stick together and see what happens. They decided to postpone the pregnancy until after marriage. Because
that's a
even
good plan.
Though Juno is Wait, a movie, teens,
they postponed their pregnancy that they are.
It's like, I'm pregnant.
You think you could just hold it in for a
No, few? It's like a kitchen timer. You set the dial back. Anyways.
Or like you schedule your pregnancy like
Look,
a doctor's appointment
important
like months
plot
in advance.
Point, teens don't always make parents in real life. And the next time they had sex, Samus rumored to have her own pregnancy test.
What?
After 3 years and 11 days, my fanfiction career has officially come to a close. I couldn't have done it without you guys are the best. I've tried a lot of new things when writing, like words and ideas and all kinds of weirdness. And even though some of you don't like it, and it didn't make sense the whole time, at least it's something. Well, I can agree with that. I'm going to miss you guys so much, but hey, don't forget to review. Thank you all so much. Never forget, Samus and Ridley forever!
2006.
Alright, moving on to the next story. No time or rest for the wicked.
I love that Samus and Ridley were dating, even though in the events before Metroid,
yeah.
Ridley... ate Samus's father, I believe, and killed her mother.
Yeah, her.
But, you know, high school's nice. A weird time, I guess.
All right, this next story is called The Long Way Out, and it's in the Jake Long American Dragon fan fiction.
All right.
I'm sorry. First up is Moss. I mean, Moose.
No, Moose.
Are you still alive there, Moosey?
I am. Do I read the
No,
like,
no, no, just go to P1.
Stories,
go to P1 and you'll be fine.
Pee on what now?
Yeah, Page you can pee on your laptop. I'm not going to take responsibility for it, but you can pee
oh,
on your laptop.
No. The Long Way Out. I can't believe that I let you talk me into this. Jake and Spud are standing outside of the Millard Fillmore High, each holding a gift-wrapped...
Yes. Yes.
P-R-E... Are you eating dog bones or something?
Not me. I don't know who that is. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little bit...
Take your time, but I am going to need you to read quickly.
Okay. Each holding
I'm just
a gift
kidding,
wrapped
just kidding.
Present in front of them. Who's saying things? I can hear someone saying things.
Read.
You read. It's just a few minutes until the final period ends, and they're each waiting on someone. Jake on Rose, and Spud on the cheerleader captain, Stacy Wintergreen. Relax, buddy, Spud tells Jake. This plan is surefire. I saw this on an internet video called Package in a Present. Wait, Package in a Present? Jake asks. Spud, that was part of a comedy show. Oh, that explains the unusual amount of hysterical laughter I heard while watching, Spud says. This feels like a terrible sit. This feels like...
It is terrible,
Big Bang
but
Theory.
At least it's well written enough that you're not going to have to second guess every word you read.
Even though he is.
That's true. That's true.
Oh.
But it's a different type of second guessing this time.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that I put my junk in a box for Jake is cut off by the school bell, indicating the end of the day. Every time anyone makes any noise during when I'm reading, I think I fucked up and I go to back to look and make sure I didn't. It's bad because now I'm second guessing everything. a moment later, dozens of students start filing out through the doors. Jake begins to panic and grabs hold of Spud before ducking around the corner of the school, barely avoiding being seen. After several minutes, the crowd of kids starts dispersing. As Jake peers from around the corner, he can see Rose heading right toward him. Towards.
You're fine.
Okay. Deciding to throw caution to the wind, he steps out and goes through with a plan. Hey, Rose, you know, I got a little present that you might want to...
Yeah, it's definitely little.
His name's Jake Long, isn't it?
It's just a name. Just a name.
It's compensating.
Sorry, Jake. Gotta hurry. Undercover business, she tells
him. Are you
talking
like... Is that Falco?
I guess
sorry,
that is
Jake.
Kind of Falco,
gotta hurry. Captain Falcon, captain of the cheerleading squad.
She tells him, passing by in a rush. Jake stands there feeling dejected as he lets go of the box, which continues to hang from his pants.
You know, you can't unsee that mental image when you imagine Captain Falcon as a cheerleader.
I'm definitely seeing it. Hey,
somebody draw that!
Hey guys, the two turn towards the school to see their other best friend, Trixie, heading toward them. Cool, you got presents. Whose birthday is it? Let me take a peek at what you got. I made that sound way sexier than it probably was intended.
Let me take a peek at what you got.
Trixie opens the top on Spud's present and instantly her eyes widen. She quickly slams the top back on the box and turns to Spud. Tell me I did not see what I just thought I saw. She demands angrily before becoming inquisitive. How did you fit all of that in there anyway? Get it? Because he has a big dick.
All right, Jackson, it's your turn.
Psst. The three look over to a nearby alley where a short figure is waving them over. Jake and his friends going over to see that it's Brocamus.
Brocamus.
Brocamus?
Yeah, Brocamus.
The fuck kind of whack-a-mamey Italian?
He's a fucking leprechaun!
All right, Brocamus, the proprietor of Pot of Gold Import-Export. Ah, Jake, 'tis good to see you again, laddie, he says. Ooh, carrying a present for someone special. Mind if I take a wee peek? Yeah, it's definitely going to be a wee peek at that. Hold up, Jake says, putting his hand up and stopping Brocamus. Let's just say this present is for certain eyes only. What is it, a pair of glasses, prescription lenses or something?
Yeah.
Hi, I see, Brocamus says. The old package in a present trick. How did you know about that, Spud asks. Well, let's just say that us leprechauns had plenty of other uses for a whole pot of gold, if you catch my drift.
Oh!
He answers with a sly grin. Okay, that is just nasty, Trixie says, turning her back. Anyway, I need your mighty dragon assistance, Jake. No. Uh-oh, no way, Jake tells him. I'm not doing the protection racket anymore. I protect all the magical creatures in the New York City. No playing favorites. What the fuck is that? Okay. Well, that's exactly why I need you, boyo, Brocamus says. As you know, I run a very lucrative business.
Fantastic leprechaun, if I may say so myself.
Thank you. Thank you, laddie. Well, right now we're in the middle of one of our larger money-making ventures, but we hear word that Herbert the Goblin is planning on sending some biker troll thugs over to wreck the place, all because we refuse to pay protection. So it's a shakedown, Jake says. But what do you want me to do? Just offer your top-notch dragon strength for the lady for...
Oh, the liquid death. It's totally happening.
I spit a little bit. Just one day, and the payment plan is one I think you'll enjoy. He reaches behind his back and pulls out an extra large pot of gold, showing it to them. Upon first glimpse, Spud immediately loses his vision.
Is it funny that a guy named Spud walks into an Irish like shop? Is that it's like a whatever?
You're reading too into it again.
Okay, I'm blind now, he says. Don't worry, I'll just feel my way around. He stumbles around in a circle with his hands out in front of him, trying to grab onto anything he can hold. Unfortunately, he gets a handful of Trixie's fun bags. Fun bags is capitalized, by the way, so it looks like a name of like a candy. Like, try a new bag of Trixie's fun bags, and that one's sour flavors or whatever.
Yeah, a free prize in each one.
Wow, what are you going to get? Let go of those, Trixie says, slapping his hands away. As Spud rubs his eyes, to get his vision back, she turns back around to see the gold, and her jaw nearly drops to the ground.
Whoa! Okay, that's enough bling to keep Mama Trixie living lavish for life.
Also, what do you get in each one? A sexual assault suit.
Oh, thank God. I've got plenty of those already. I don't need any more.
All right, next up is David.
I've been listening. I actually made a goblin noise, but I'd had myself on mute.
Congratulations,
so
Dave. You're officially now the new worst show.
We're on P3, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So and Brocamus is a leprechaun.
Okay. And there's one for each of you. Brocamus says, we could use the extra eyes to make sure nothing goes wrong.
That's more dwarf than Irish, but okay.
Well, what other nationality are leprechauns?
I think they're from Malta, usually.
Oh. Okay, so hold on, let me get my Maltese voice out.
And there's one for each.
No, Dave, just go with the dwarf.
Use the extra
Dave, go with the dwarf.
Nothing goes wrong.
David!
Apparently, everyone sounds like Woody Allen on Malta. Right?
It's like, ah, jeez.
Did he say Jew? I distinctly heard him say Jew.
Just a moment to think it over. The moment lasts less than a second.
So Jake took a second to think it over.
Brockamus, you got yourself some security.
You know this kid's like 15 years old, right?
Oh, Brockamus, you got yourself some security.
He's hey there, Barney. Day,
down by the Manhattan Harbor, there is a large abandoned warehouse building.
Or so it looks from way from out that way from outside. Inside, it can be mistaken for a genuine Hollywood movie set. In the middle of it all, Brockamus tours Jake, Trixie, and Speed around the building, showing what they'll be standing, watching, guarding against.
Watch over.
Wow.
So I'm going to get the strike.
Dave, that's a drink for you.
Thanks,
this
Jim
is
Carrey.
Like some leprechaun Hollywood.
David.
I know. I'm going to drink.
Okay.
You can say that, Lacey.
Brockamus answers,
the magical creatures of New York also need their own entertainment, and sometimes Hollywood portrays us in a negative light.
I can't, leprechaun Woody Allen, my brain.
You mean like they make movies about killer leprechauns going on mass murdering sprees?
Spud
says. Is that
says,
Mr. Plinkett?
Kind of. Officially making the mood extremely awkward.
What? Was it something I said?
Jake quickly.
Absolutely, Mr. Plinkett.
It kind of almost sounds like Mr. Wilson in the Game Grumps episode.
I can do that.
Oh my God, if he did that rap.
I do it. I love that rap. My name is Mr. Wilson, and I'm here.
Gotta smack oh, we're going to be friends, it's man.
They're going to my basement.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
You had to have been there. Jake quickly changes the subject.
Well, all I care about is that I get the job done and use some of that gold to shine out my pros.
Sure enough, Jake sees his girlfriend in full Hunt's clad attire, standing across from him, having a conversation with another leprechaun. When she notices him, she gets the same shuck. What's the rose's?
She's rose's? Like 14.
Okay.
She's not Gollum.
Me, Jake says. What about you? You're still Hunt's clan. And the Huntsman could
be a terrible movie, yes.
I'm here for the Huntsman,
she tells him.
The Hunt's clan has the three burger trolls near the top of their most wanted list. And I have a feeling they'll be showing their early faces around here.
That's the worst 14-year-old impression I've ever heard.
You know what, Steve?
But you have heard of it.
I have heard of it, yes.
You know what, Steve? I was 14 a lot sooner than you were.
But I'm like 4 years older than you.
Yeah, you're one high school older than me. Get out of here.
One high school. I like that unit of measurement.
Oh, how long have you been? Ugly.
Four high schools older than me.
How long have you been 14? A long time.
Turn towards the middle of the warehouse.
Eat my
there
shorts.
Was this, where
I can grow up.
God, fuck, shit.
Try it again from the beginning, David.
Everyone's attention was turned. Fuck, it is. Shit.
David, come on, man.
Everyone's attention is turned toward the middle of the warehouse, where the three biker trolls Rose just spoke of are standing. He's carrying a massive stone club and is ready to use it.
Brockamus, Lita says, stepping out in the front. You owe our boss some money. Pay up!
I believe it's Rook's turn.
Yeah, that's right. Read that story. Make it magical. Take us on a journey.
I will try. Quickly, Brockamus scrambles behind Jake, hiding for dear life. Sorry, but my man here doesn't have cash on him right now, Jake says. But maybe
any
we
cash
can
cash on him now.
Did I say right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry to bring the bearer of disappointment.
Sorry, Toots.
Apparently I'm blind.
Oh, it happens. The brain starts to compensate.
But maybe we can make some other payment. Say like .. an Amdrag beatdown, dragon up.
Man, Jake's I would love body. To see the Americans United Drag Queens Association beat up on that guy.
Jake's entire body is instantly engulfed in flames. A moment later, the flames burn out and he emerges as the American Dragon. He and Rose move forward, ready to face off against the threat.
So is the American Dragon Ricky Steamboat?
No. As in, like, an actual dragon that has a United States flag on its shoulders?
The bald eagle.
So it's
oh, so Trogdor.
Yeah.
Reptilian equivalent of
Trogdor! Trogdor was a man.
No, he wasn't.
No, wait. He was a dragon man.
That's not the lyrics.
Maybe right. He was just a dragon.
But he was still Trogdor!
internet jokes.
Hey, Homestar jokes are totally passable. Also, sorry, please continue.
I think they're also a bingo.
Shit! I don't want to give them any more bingos.
I've only got one.
When you guys had a killer Homestar Runner impression, who was it? Was it Steve? Was it you?
That was probably me.
Yeah.
And I thank you very much for that, Monsieur Jack C.
Good shit, dude.
You three trolls are going to pay for raiding the Hunts Clan's personal vault, she tells them. Hey, whatever you say, girly, the leader answers before ordering his troops. Get that leprechaun! And I'm not going to do an accent.
No, do it. Do it. It's authentic.
I'm just going to make him sound like a little gremlin.
I think it's time that I make a hasty retreat, boyo.
Rockwell says, running off.
What were those things in Gremlins called?
Mogwais.
Oh, I thought he was making
Mogwais!
A joke. They're gremlins.
I have the utmost confidence in you, laddie.
He makes a dash for the exit, but one of the trolls leaps in front of him, blocking his path. He doesn't stay there long, though. I will take my drink because I tried to add a four there. He doesn't stay there long, though, as Jake knocks him away with a tail swipe.
It's super Trixie! Effective.
Trixie, Spud, get Brockamus to safety, Jake tells them before jumping back into battle. They run over and flank around Brockamus, leading him to his office and cover. Once he's safe, Trixie turns her attention back to the battle. Yo, we should be down there, we should be down there dealing out ass whoopings along with Jake, she says.
I would love to hear Trixie as like a southern gal with a drawl.
I would love to hear Trixie as a southern gal with a drawl as well, Rook.
Yo, we should be down there dealing out ass whoopings along with Jake, says. Get back out.
Fucking bravo.
A moment later, one of the trolls' clubs flies through the window of the office, almost hitting Trixie. Spud quickly pulls her down behind the desk with Brockamus. That's a good idea, but I think we should just provide moral support now, Spud tells her. You got a point there, boy, she agrees. Go, Jake, kick their mountain-loving asses!
Oh my god, it's so perfect!
Mountain-loving? So why is that an insult? How is that an insult?
Because down here on the prairie, boy, we hate the mountains.
Oh my goodness.
The battle isn't going Jake's way, though. The trolls outmatch them in brute strength, and a recent attack is reversed when they grab Jake's tail and forcefully slam him into the wall. Rose isn't having much luck either, as she soon joins him.
Slam into the wall. Hey, Rose. Hey, Jake.
All right, who's Rose? Rose is a different girl.
Rose is like clueless.
They're too powerful to fight head on, Rose says. I got a plan, Jake. Create a ring of fire around them.
Oh my god, that's like go shopping. All right, up next is Logan.
Oh boy. All right, page 5.
I went down, down, down to a burning ring of fire.
And then I got tested, and it seems like I got gonorrhea.
And it burns, burns, burns.
My butt
ring of fire. Asshole.
The ring of fire. That ring of fire. The My taste is, of yeah. love is sweet. I love hearts like ours, mate.
Okay. Logan, please. I can't breathe.
You got it, Jake says. Time to crank up the heat. He unleashes a widespread fire blast that spreads through the three trolls, around the three trolls. Fuck! Creating the ring of fire Rose wanted. She then initiates her part of the plan, twisting her Hunts Clan staff slightly, then tossing it into the middle of the ring. Rose, have you flipped? Jake asks. You just gave the trolls your weapon. Not exactly, Rose says, smirking underneath her mask. Look! The staff lands dead center, and a moment later begins glowing and shooting out electric bolts. Three large bolts hit each biker troll, transporting them away from the scene and ending the fight.
Thunder!
Leprechaun crew members come in to extinguish the flames as Jake transforms back into his human form. Okay, I'm more confused than Spud now, Jake says. Where did the nasty boy bikers go? My staff teleported them right to the Hunts Clan headquarters, she said, pulling her staff out of the floor. They won't be bothering Kier anymore.
Which makes no sense as a sentence, but okay.
Well done, lassie. Brockamus.
Brockamus.
Brockamus. Brockamus.
I like Brockamus.
Brockamus says.
Brockamus.
Coming out of hiding. And you too, Jake. I knew the American Dragon was the right man for the job.
This job.
Monty Python's Flying Circus.
You He's interrupted by four leprechauns, two male and two female, much taller than your typical leprechaun. All four were wearing robes and looking extremely upset. You promised us safe conditions, and already you've had a troll attack. One of them says, "We that does it. We quit." The four turn toward the door and walk out, much to Brachamus' shock. No, wait, come back. It was part of the movie. Please come back. They don't listen. Brachamus watches as they walk out of sight before turning back to Jake, looking dejected.
Man, I can't tell you how many times I've had flubs in bed and just said, no, really, it's part of the movie.
I swear to God, honey, that never happens. My mojo!
Mother of Mercy, what am I to do? My four stars have walked out before filming their scenes. We've got to finish this movie. Our income depends on it. Man, Brachamus, Jake says, patting him on the shoulder. I wish I could help you out, but... Wait, that's it, Brachamus says, getting an idea. All four of you. You're the same height as the cast. You could be in the movie. Whoa, 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 Jake says, putting his hands up. The only acting I've done was in a school play. I don't know the first thing.
All right, I think you all can kind of tell where this is going.
Yeah, it's a porno.
But Kit, it is your turn.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, your chapter or your section might not have it, but I might read just a little bit extra to leave our audience on a cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah. We about to get some loving.
All of them. I'm all together for those.
I plugged my headphones. Don't talk about me. Okay.
Don't talk about me.
All right. Don't worry about that boy, Brachamus says. All you got to do is stand around and pose. Do a couple of action
around
shots.
Around a pose.
All you got to do is stand around a pose and do a couple of action shots and you're done. And I'll even double the pot of gold amount that you earned today, laddie. So what do you say?
Oh my god.
Jake thinks this over. Jake thinks we're ruined already. Jake thinks this over long and hard this time, not knowing exactly what to do. Well, we did kind of wreck the set with our battle. All right, I'll do it.
Gee, Rick.
Which one was...
Morty, we gotta shoot a movie. Morty.
Rose was the one who's like clueless. Oh, okay. The Southern girl.
Okay. All right. That's that one was a me too. Rose chimes in to Jake's surprise, and then Trixie was the Southern.
Yep.
Okay. Hell, for a double the pot of gold, you know I'm in. Trixie declares. Spud is just nondescript. Well, the money would help towards my college fund, Spud says. Plus, I can buy a truckload of video games. I'm in.
I like how the T is capitalized. Yeah, truckload.
Like truckload of video games is a brand. Like
it's like a humble bundle, like a loot crate.
Yeah, yep.
I'll subscribe to the truckload of video games. Yeah. Oh, they're all Barber Horse Adventure. God damn it.
Wonderful, Brachamus says before pointing off in a corner. You can find wardrobe over there. Once you're in your outfits, we can get filming started.
15 minutes later.
Are you sure this is the right costume? Oh, it was Trixie. Trixie walks on the set wearing a sexy version of a cheerleading outfit. Oh boy. The top is so tight, you can almost see her nipples through it, especially since she's not wearing a bra. Why am I reading?
Keep going. You're
professional. The skirt is super short and leaves nothing to the imagination. To finish it off, she's also wearing a green pair of high heels. As she tries to pull the hem down to make it longer, Spud walks onto the set wearing nothing but a pair of green-hearted boxers.
Blimey.
Whoa, who knew the dress code around here was so relaxed, Spud says, not minding about his appearance. Trixie looks over at him and develops more questions. Why is Spud wearing boxers and nothing else? She demands. Relax, it's all part of the scene, the leprechaun director says. It's very essential to the plot. Now, I've lost my voice here.
You can do it.
It's very essential to the plot. Now, we're gonna take a few posing shots of you two in those outfits, so just be natural, and action. The camera begins to roll, and Trixie and Spud decide to do the same thing. Feeling uneasy at first, they slowly start to get into it and begin posing with their outfits. There you go. Now you can make sure you get Mama Trixie's best side.
There's no canon there, but okay.
Okay, oh well.
Mama Trixie, when did Mama Trixie come in?
Yeah, Mama Trixie
and Honey Boo Boo are going to go ape shit all over this set.
Oh, Lord.
Kinda, just fuck it up. It's just,
oh, Lord. Bless their hearts.
Trixie tells the cameraman, but really, that's every side.
Okay, I am going to do one last quick bonus. Actually, you know what? All four of our guests get to read one extra section. We got 12 minutes. Fuck it. Let's do this.
Fuck it.
All right, first up is Moosey.
Oh, God. I was in the chat.
That's like saying, oh, God, I read ahead.
We're on P4, right?
7.
Oh, my God.
This chat thing and the links that they're posting.
Oh, Moss.
My Remember, computer, I told you.
I clicked. I know you told me. I didn't listen. I clicked on one and my computer popped up with a, hey, you know that people can monitor what you're doing, right?
Yes. And I hope they are monitoring what I'm doing.
It was,
I hope the person who's watching browsing is having a very interesting night.
What's up, NSA? If you guys want to join, you're more than welcome.
Meanwhile, Bud is trying his best to flex whatever muscles he can for the camera. Be sure to get my best side, too, he says. Although a lot of women have told me it's the back of my head.
Wow.
Maybe if I turn around. What the fuck does that mean? Cut! The director yells. All right, those were some excellent shots. Now, let's lose the clothing. Sure, no problem, man. I say what now? Trixie says. Locke didn't realize that was Trixie. You know, strip down, undress, get naked so we can shoot the action scenes on the pile of gold coins. The director says, pointing to a bed that's been littered. It's littered with gold coins. It's kind of hard to make a porno when you're fully dressed. Say what? Wait, Trixie's the southern one, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, not actually, we just made her southern.
you were so convincing that, in my mind, canon, she is now southern.
Okay.
In real life. Say what? This is a porno? Trixie says. No way! Ain't no way mama Trixie's getting naked and doing the nasty in front of a camera. Who do you think I am, Paris Hilton? I agree with her, Spud adds, covering himself up. Is Spud the 14-year-old?
They're
all 14.
There's so many names, man. There's so many names. Besides, little Spud gets camera shy.
My excuse every time.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, fine, the director says. If you like don't want the extra pot of gold included, plus the coins on the bed to keep, then I'll just... Wait a minute, Trixie now... Trixie now thinks about the situation, much to Spud's shock.
Oh no, this Moose is having trouble distinguishing between fiction and reality.
Mason, what do the numbers mean?
Trixie, didn't you say you would never, ever, ever, ever do something like this, not even for $1 million? Spud asks. I know, boy, she snaps back, but that's a whole lot of moolah in those pots. And we're best friends, right? Friends for life. Friends for real.
Never give up.
Answers.
Never surrender.
Everyone's southern now.
Friends for life.
I am too drunk to do multiple accents. You're going to have to deal with southern.
That's
I'm
fine.
Sorry. Well, then it'll just be us doing this, she says, trying to rationalize it. I mean, it's no big deal. It's just sex.
I have several objections.
Yeah. Besides, no one will know what... Damn, it's a director. Yeah, besides, no one will know it's you, the director says. We can digitize the old star faces onto your bodies.
Nice.
Old stars faces, not stars.
I know.
Nice.
Are you stirring with a wooden spoon? Like,
it's a fucking stick.
It is a cauldron of lemonade and Everclear.
Bubble, toil and trouble, Everclear, froth.
All right, okay, we'll do it. With that, Trixie slowly begins to strip out of her cheerleader outfit. As she pulls off her top, her breasts explode.
Bang!
Out from underneath. Into the light. She then unzips her skirt and lets it drop to the ground.
Dunk.
Before pulling down her panties, hesitantly at first, but then all the way. Okay, Spud, now it's...
End of your turn. Lipsies. Also, I have to say, double toil and trouble, liver fail and Barney rubble.
Oh my god. Thank you, Shakespeare.
Next up is Jackson.
Before she can even finish her sentence, she notices that Spud boxers are already down around his ankles, and not so little Spud is hanging out in the open. God damn, she thinks to herself. Do I really want that monster inside of me? All right, we'll start with the standard 69 and go from there, the director says. Places! Trixie and Spud walk over to the bed, littered with gold coins on top, and climb in. Spud lies down on his back and begins to grin. Nice rhyming. Wow, more rhyming. Hey, these gold coins feel good against my bare naked skin, he says. Trixie just rolls her eyes. I cannot believe I'm doing this. She climbs in after him and positions herself so that she straddles his shoulders. Her pussy is now mere inches away from Spud's face.
Hey, Trix, I didn't know you had a birthmark
that looked like a magic wand on your right butt cheek. And action! Trixie leans forward and grabs hold of Spud's massive pipe.
Wait, he had a pipe too?
I don't know. He's a plumber by night, or he's a Batman of plumbers.
Man, she's hooked on the plumbers.
She looks at it, feeling hesitant yet again. There's no way I can fit this sucker in my mouth, she thinks. I'd, like, have to be a snake or something, unhinge my jaw, and... She lets out a startled moan as she feels Spud going to work behind her.
Wait a minute, is that a noise you make for a moan?
It is now.
Steve, it is when you go...
She lets out a startled moan as she feels Spud going to work behind her. He clenches her luscious cheeks and spreads them, making for easier access. His tongue runs along the inside of her legs as he makes his way closer to the main area. Her body begins to tremble from the feeling and, unknowingly, she begins to stroke his cock. She can feel it starting to throb and harden in her hand and decides to go for it. All hail, she says. I might as well join in. She gives the shaft a long lick to start off, working from the base to the head. She then takes in the head and wraps her lips around it, holding her mouth there for a good moment.
This escalated very quickly.
Her tongue swirls around the head in her mouth as she begins to massage his balls. Spud, meanwhile, has worked his way up. He ventures his tongue between her love lips and into her snatch.
I love how you're almost reading this like a freaking... Oh, I can't even think of his name now.
William Shatner?
Yeah, Will Shatner.
He ventures his tongue between her love lips and into her snatch. While doing that, he also takes his middle finger and pushes it into her ass, startling Trixie enough for her to pop his cock out. Apparently, it's now so girthy and massive that it's worthy
it's
of capital.
It's a proper noun.
Damn, Spud, she says. You're really going all out on this. Any job worth doing.
Okay,
Spud
he has
says,
a mouthful of snatch. How does it sound when he says that?
Any job worth doing,
Spud says, before continuing his fun. Both of them are now working each other, Spud licking and fingering Trixie's ass and a pussy, while she gives his member the warm mouth and tongue treatment. She lets out muffled moans of pleasure as she feels herself nearing her limit. Moments later, she's unable to hold out any longer and pulls his rod out of her mouth.
Again, capitalized R. Rook, it's your turn.
Capital R.
Do we have time?
Yes. trust me. With editing, it'll be fine.
Okay. All right, this is going to be funny because I don't, like, say cuss words on air, so interesting. All right. Oh, F word.
You can bleep them out. You can say fluffy or...
Okay. Fluffy. Tam, you're so good.
There's no okay. So.
Don't say fluffy. Say a different F word.
Gerald Ford.
Gerald Ford. Right.
God.
I can't last. I'm gonna. The rest of the sentence dies in her mouth as she hits the climax. She lets out a loud scream of passion and squirts out her love juice onto Spud's face.
Somebody cue the Wilhelm scream.
She starts... as her body is glistening with sweat. All right, that was an excellent scene, the director says. Now let's get ready for the doggy style scene. Places!
Man, you made the director sound extra creepy.
Trixie's eyes widen when she hears the word doggy style. Oh, hell no, she says. No way, my precious box is reserved for one man and one man only, Kyle Wilkins. So this is not gonna happen.
What did she think was gonna happen?
When did Kyle come into the picture?
I don't know. Spud slides himself from under Trixie and gets up to his knees, positioning himself right behind a bent over Trixie. That's cool, Trix, he says. I don't mind taking the back door. The back door? What are you? She stops and a look of horror comes on her face as she realizes what he means. Oh no, don't you even think about it. There's no way you're putting that monster in my... Without warning, Spud forces his cock into her booty and pushes deeper. She falls face first onto the bed, her face almost buried by gold coins.
Help, I'm suffocating.
Her booty is still pointed in the air, though, and being drilled by Spud's cock. She grabs a handful of coins and clenches them tightly, taking... Sorry, I'm gonna drink. Anything to take away from the pressure and pain of being reamed from behind. Man, Drix, you're so tight back there.
Spud That's says, my belly button!
Maybe I should have used some KY first.
A blatant product placement.
I'm going to kill you, Trixie thinks to herself with a look of rage in her eyes. I'm going to string you up by your dick and hang you with it. I'll kill you once I stop feeling so good.
That is a series of thoughts that should not be connected together. Just no.
God damn it.
Damn it, Bobby. I'll tell you what, dang old man always talking about coming into my place.
The pleasure of the moment begins to take over for Trixie as she feels Spud hitting spots her dildo at home never could reach. She starts breathing hard again, almost to the point that her tongue is hanging out of her mouth. Oh, God, this feels so good, she yells. Whoop me, Spud. Grab my cock deep, baby. He does as instructed and begins to thrust his manhood inside of her, balls deep. Leaning forward, he grabs hold of Trixie's round melons and begins to fondle them. Their grunts and moans are now in unison, and both of them are pouring down sweat. Ooh. They're both giving it their all. And going full throttle, and after full a few throttle. Minutes, Spud feels himself reaching his limit. Oh, God. Trix, I think I'm about to come soon, he says.
Last up is Kit.
All right. Bring it home, buddy.
Okie dokie.
Me too, Spud, she declares. The action goes on for a bit longer before Spud has finally had enough. He pulls out of her ass as he reaches his climax, spraying his load all over her firm, round backside. Trixie falls to the bed in exhaustion, followed by Spud, who falls on top of her. Both of them are attempting to catch their breath without much luck. You're right, Spud, Trixie says, out of breath. These gold coins do feel good on my bare skin.
Wow.
Told you, Spud replies. The director makes cues to his crew to shut down filming. That's a caper. Now somebody get those two some towels. Spud, that was the best fluff of my life. I've decided fluff is way better.
Yeah, but fluff is a colloquialism for fart.
Oh, it's also a colloquialism for what you do to the junk before the scene.
Touché. Or in between.
Touché.
Trixie tells him, "Was it good for you, baby?" She gets her answer when she hears his loud snoring. He's sound asleep. And
was
she
it good for
she,
you as it was for me? Probably better.
She develops.
She starts dreaming about C-SPAN.
Republicans.
Rahm Emanuel. Condoleezza Rice.
Democrats and rhinos.
Leonard Pitts. No. Not the New York Times.
He's sound asleep, and she develops an annoyed look on her face. Way to ruin the moment, Spudinsky. At that moment, on the other side of the warehouse, there's a set exactly like the one Trixie and Spud are on. The film crew is on the set, along with Brokamis, who is there to oversee the entire filming. Jake is the first one to arrive on the set, wearing the same outfit as Spud, pair of green boxers, and nothing else. I think this director really digs the little Mac look. Someone wants to tell me where the rest of my wardrobe is? He asks, I think this is all we're getting, Jake. His eyes turn to see his love, Rose, dressed in a scantily clad green bikini and wearing green high heels. Those same eyes nearly pop out of his head in shock, but he regains his composure long enough to say something. Rose, you look...
Auga! Auga!
Thanks, Jake, she says, knowing what he means. But I'm a little confused about the costume. Is this supposed to be some swimsuit movie? Aye, you can say that, lassie, Rokamis says, chiming in. Now all you have to do is pose for a little, then do some action shoots, and we're done before the sun goes down. Places! Brokamis is playing director for this scene as the crew gets ready to film. And action.
And we will continue this next week on Friday Night Fan Fiction. Thank you once again to Jackson, Kit, Rook, and Moose. Thank you so much for being on the show. Definitely check out Random Encounter if you've never heard them before.
by all of their albums where local CDs and iTunes are sold.
Thank you for having us.
I will take one iTunes, please.
No problem.
I hope to have you guys back on when we do our long fic reading, and hope you all had a good time. And thank you once again to everybody in the chat. Afrohawk, Be Straighter, DG20016, Vilecat, Dude Bro, GBZ23, Jackson, Kit, Konami, Level 100, Moose, Random Encounter, Fire, Rookery, Sean, Sir Split, Tempsu, and Wolfboy. I'm going to go place? Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Deforestation by Thunder Thoen, and Castlemania 2010 by Ben Briggs. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.